They showed Police Academy 4 the other day, and if I've seen all 7 Police Academy films in one day, I've still watched a bit of it.
Police Academy 5 was on this afternoon as well.
Oh, was it really? Yes, they're also doing Simon, one a week then.
Yeah, Miami Beach.
That one's all right, actually.
Yes.
Six, if they show 6, watch 6, because 6 is brilliant. Probably the second best.
6 is the one with the man behind the screen.
Yeah, 6 is really funny. Yeah. 7 is just... 7 just doesn't make... It doesn't even make any sense at all.
You know who's going to be talking to us about that in a couple of weeks' time?
Oh, what date is Gutenberg coming
Gutenberg in? Gutenberg is coming in. I think it's November the 16th.
Oh, man. Fingers crossed that you and I are still here.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to meet the Gutenberg. I'm going to be a little bit nervous.
I will
about
be as
it.
Well, I think.
Steve Gutenberg, man. It's Mahomey.
Legend.
Or as he's called in one of the films... Mahomo, hilarious. Yeah. Actually, use it. I can't wait for that. 033-0123-1215. We've been talking about stuff, and the way it works is we put this stuff out. Well, normally Davis is in a separate studio, and you're in here with me tonight.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Sharing the love.
Getting to hang. Well, no, we're not doing that, mate. That's inappropriate. That is. We're playing Dangerico next. I'm not really familiar with the Dangerico. Oeuvre. Big area. Was that a big hit for them?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was.
In the 80s, yeah.
Oh, the 80s. See, the 80s, all I was doing was listening to the Beach Boys and the Monkees. That was it. I missed out on the
80s. Yeah, you missed out on the Dangerico.
I'll say it. Stuff it. I'll say it. I was a big Jason Donovan fan.
Were you?
I went and saw Jason Donovan in concert when I was 16 years old. Big fan of the Jace. Did you see the interview he did this week with Piers Morgan?
Yes. Oh, yes. Just the end of it.
That series is quite good, that
It
thing.
Is quite good.
Because they had Jim Davidson on last week.
He's
an idiot.
Cringeworthy.
It was awful, but brilliant, you know, brilliant to watch because he is so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Anyway, Davis is in the studio with me. Your calls are completely unscreened. We're putting stuff out. If you want to talk about it, you're more than welcome to. If you want to share your memories of the radio station that we used to work for, not that one, this one, 033-0123-1215. This is what we're talking about. Who watches concert DVDs? The most satisfying thing in the world, I think it's flashing your lights and saving a life. Rutger Hauer, and there's other stuff, but we may mention that, or maybe we'll save it for next week, I don't know. We'll play the answer phone messages in a bit. Let's rattle through some of these calls for me. Line 4. Yes, line 4?
Hello, Ian.
Yes,
hello,
you're on the
Ian.
Wireless. Yes.
Yes, totally satisfying thing to do.
Yes.
Is picking a big bogey out and having a clear nasal.
Oh, can we? No. He's right. It is very satisfying, but can we try and keep it, you know, a little bit... I've got itchy nose now. I said that. I've got an itchy nose. A little bit user-friendly. Let's go to line... what's going on here? Line 5. 5, you're on the wireless.
Are you now talking about concert DVDs?
Yes.
A good one is Dream Theater from the DVD score. It's amazing.
Why?
Oh, because they're like the best band in the world.
Dream Theater?
Dream Theater, yeah.
I've heard of them.
I've never heard of them.
What's their hit?
They got quite a few.
Well, go on, tell us.
Over to 1982.
I didn't understand what was going on there. Something was happening, but I don't quite know. I've got itchy nose now. He said that about picking his nose. 6, you're on the wireless. Oh, it took me a while to work out what that was. This is terrible. Tim Litchfield coming on at 1 o'clock. We're warming them up for you, Tim. We're warming them up. 4, you're on the wireless.
I've got something that's pretty satisfying.
Go on.
You know when you have dial-up, it used to make that noise when it connects to the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the dial-up noise.
The dial-up noise? Do you still use dial-up?
No.
It's more satisfying when the dial-up noise is finished, when you're actually online.
No, the dial-up...
Yeah, that's very good.
How old are you, young man?
15.
Oh, you won't remember in the old days, computer games, you used to have to load them on cassette, right? And it would take like 3 minutes to load a game, and it'll go...
I'm sure you also.
That's not irritating.
I used to love that. That was a satisfying noise. Thank you for that. Let's go to line. They did, man. Line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Bumhole.
Bumhole.
Yes, bumhole.
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 Thank you very much.
What did he say there?
He said bumhole.
Oh right.
Line 3. 3, you're on the wireless.
Hi Ian, it's Gary from Luton.
Hello Gary from Luton.
Hello, I was just wondering, you know you let Bernay take some straight to air last week?
You know what, sorry?
You know you let Bernay come on and take some straight to air last week?
Oh, Bernay took some calls straight to air, yes.
Yeah, can I have a shot at it? It's 3 hours, it's a long time for a poor old man like you.
Oh, do you want to? Okay, let's. The lines are a little bit empty, so let me set up the stall. Hang on a second. Bearing in mind there's a 7-second delay, so it'll take a while for this to work, but hang on. 033-0123-1215 is the telephone number. Your calls are going straight to air. It's Gary, isn't it?
Yes. Sir.
Gary will be taking a call straight to air. Gary, the lines are filling up. Pick a line, please.
Line two.
Okay, line two, you're on the wireless.
How come that other fella can say bumhole and I can't? Not fair.
Because you have responsibilities and
No, Gary, that was very, very poor. Gary really wasn't working the audience there. It's not as easy as it sounds, Gary. You muffed it up, I'm afraid. Let's try six, you're on the wireless.
Hey, is Gary still on?
Oh, no, Gary's gone. We got rid of him because he's rubbish.
Oh, well.
Everyone's called in because they want to speak to Gary. Yes, line three.
Yeah, Gary, get down. I do this thing. Yeah. I've just run a bath and there's a spider in it. Could I be poisoned if I bath in it?
I don't think you can you? There's no poisonous spiders in this country.
I've got a spider hoover. It's brilliant.
What?
It's like a tube. It's a little, little sucker thing with a tube on it.
Yeah.
Pull the trigger. Spider gets hoovered up.
Yeah.
Then you just open it up, drop it out the window, and the spider lives, and you get rid of it.
No, I've got a book. Great. I've got a book.
No. Spider hoover. It's the most humane. You're the vegetarian here.
I don't eat them.
No, I know, but it's the most humane. You're a vegetarian for humanity, for reasons of humanity.
Yeah, but spiders don't count. I'm not going to kill a cow.
You would crush a spider.
I'm not going to kill a cow, a chicken. What other things can people eat? I cooked chicken today. It's quite easy, isn't it? You just put it in the oven.
So did you eat it?
No. Or a cat. I'm not going to kill those, but spiders. I did actually. Do you know what? I've got really itchy nose now. You mentioned picking his nose. My worst holiday.
You can pick it. I don't mind. Go on.
No, I don't need to pick it. I can scratch it. But I was on a holiday in Spain. I had something wrong with me, and
did they give you a course of leeches?
I had sinusitis. Have you ever had sinusitis?
No.
Oh, it's painful. Sinusitis. They gave me antibiotics. Right. They gave me the wrong antibiotics. So I had a bright red rash. I was itchy. So I went to Spain. Bright red rash. Really itchy. Really miserable. Spent the whole holiday in the villa. The one day I went out, I saw a cat getting knocked over. It didn't die. I had to crush its brain with a brick. That, dear listener, is the worst holiday ever. One more call, then we'll play Then Jericho. Line six, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Well done. Then Jericho. Simple as. I couldn't be bothered. 0330-123-1215. We'll play the best of the answer phone messages after this. Thank you.